hear the choir when they give us an acapella selection like that. It sounds lovely. Yeah, we also know there are times when they need a little piano accompaniment, as do we on our singing. And so the time has come. In fact, it's been here for some time, that we do need a new piano for ourselves in order to enhance our music program even beyond the level of excellence that we have it right now. And to tell us how we're going to try to do that is John LaSalle, a member of our choir. You just heard him sing. Our treasurer for the past 10 years before handing that torch off to Mike Wilt this past spring. So John, tell us about the piano.
I was wondering how I was going to get past the first 10 pages of my speech, but Steve took care of that pretty well. I had an article in the September newsletter. Those of you who may not have seen it, let me just quickly refresh why where we are. About 3 or 4 years ago, Sandy Newman, our choir director, started noticing, talking about some major problems with the piano. And you may remember that that Christmas, the choir chipped together and put gave about $3,000 towards the piano fund. In that spring, about $6,000 of the spring auction went towards the piano fund. We had a lead on what we thought was going to be a good piano. We thought that the $9,000 or $10,000 that we had collected would get us a piano we could use. Well, it turned out that piano really didn't exist or wasn't anywhere near as good as it was supposed to be. In the meantime, we started having more and more discussion in the church about the church finances and the budget relying on the endowment. And the talk about the piano only occurred around Sandy. Nobody else was talking about it for a while. So here we are back again. This past December, we had an estimate made on this piano for repairing it. The estimate is between $18,000 and $25,000. We can get a new piano, a good new piano in that price range, and that's what we're choosing to do. Now, there are at least four aspects of this church that are important to its members, whether it be spiritual, religious education, music, social concerns or outreach. And while each of us would rank these areas differently, each aspect ranks near the top for some of us. One of the points Steve made in the sermon last week, and I'm paraphrasing, is that look for and support what matters to you. So that's what I'm doing. While the church as a whole is very important to me, I'll be right up front and say the music ministry aspect is the most important aspect for me. It lifts my spirits in normal times and provides solace when I need it. Beyond that, I enjoy musical portions of our services, and I enjoy particularly singing both in the congregation and in the choir, and I get a great deal of satisfaction in the choir as well. I also need to say that I count many of the members of the choir as good friends. Last spring, while I was still the treasurer, I started talking with the executive board about the need for a new piano. However, we could not include the cost of repairs or the cost of a new piano in the budget, and it was not appropriate to press you, the congregation, to stop relying on the endowment to support the church and have us turn around and spend several thousand dollars at that point. So it has been decided that we'll do a fundraiser, see what we can do about getting ourselves a new piano. Now, we use a sanctuary piano for accompanying the choir, accompanying the congregation, occasionally prelude and full suit. We also, it's available for use for weddings, funerals, and even some of the local piano teachers will use this hall and our piano for their year-end recitals. We need a good piano for all of these uses, but there are other things that we need a good piano for. You may be aware that the church is studying ways to grow the membership of the church. We've heard from several sources that in many churches that have been successful in significantly increasing their church membership, that the expansion of the music ministry has been very instrumental in their success. We have an excellent space for concerts, as people found out last night. And we feel that a good piano would attract performers here. Concerts would increase our exposure to the public. They could well attract people who would, might join the church, might join the choir, or in some other fashion contribute to our music ministry program or aspect. The other consideration is the investment value. You may not be aware of it, but the organ behind us was installed here, was rebuilt and installed here in 1940. It's a quality instrument. It's been well maintained and continues and should continue to serve us very well. Also, when Sandy and I shopped in at Steinert's in Boston about 4 or 5 weeks ago, one of the pianos we looked at was a $52,000 Steinway. Beside it was an 80-year-old Steinway, the same model. That price was $48,000. In 80 years, it lost $4,000 in value. That's a heck of a good investment for a piano. Now, this piano is about 5 feet, 6 inches in size. We're looking for something about 5'11", about 6'3", just a little bit bigger. That size is appropriate enough to fill the sanctuary, but it's also small enough to give the choir space on the stage. In the past 4 or 5 weeks, we've looked at several piano brands and several models of those brands. We found pianos that would be satisfactory that are priced in the mid-$25,000 range, and we found pianos that would meet all of our criteria in the $50,000 range. Now for the reality check. We have about $10,000 in the piano fund at this point, and we've already collected about $1,500 in this campaign, so we're at least on our way. But as you may suspect, our first choice is actually one of the Steinways in the $50,000 range. I listen to these instruments that Sandy played, and even I can see the quality, I can hear the quality in the sound of those pianos. And after all, there's got to be a reason why musicians, professional musicians, often choose a Steinway to perform on. Oh, when we start talking about $50,000 and $10,000 in the bank, we've got to raise $40,000. And I'm afraid the bulk of that would have to come from one or a few individuals who would be very generous donors and would want to do something for the church. Actually, this does happen. During my time as treasurer, we did receive an unsolicited gift for about $9,500. So there are occasions when generous donations do occur. We've also heard about, I've been told some couple instances where surviving spouses want to do something in memory of their lost one, and it may take money out of the estate. And in one case, a woman purchased the grand piano for her church in the name of her husband. In another case, Harry tells me that the a woman in Texas, when they were forming the church that he was in down there, learned that they wanted a new organ. She went out and bought it in the name of her husband. So things like that do occur. And I understand both cases. Neither case was these people considered to be well off. They just, in settling the estates, there was money available and they wanted to do something very nice for the churches that they had been attending. In the absence, however, of a sizable donation, if we lower our sights somewhat, or lower our hopes for the quality of the piano and its value retention, and even the potential of the potential level of the concert performers, we find that with something close to $25,000, we can meet our needs, most of our desires, and have an instrument that will serve us quite well for a number of years. Daryl's right here in Nashua has been very cooperative with us, and at this time it looks as though we could be quite happy with the Yamaha Model C3, which is about 6 feet, 1 inch long. Using that Yamaha as a goal, the package from Daryl should run us around $24,000. With $10,000 in the bank, it means we need to raise about $14,000. As I say, we already have about $1,500 in the bank.
Okay.
program is called Buy a Key. We need $14,000. There's 88 keys on a piano. You divide 14,000 by 88, it comes out to about $160 per key. We're asking people to buy a key at $160. Now, obviously, we need and be very happy to accept something less. So please don't feel as though, I'm not going to put $160 into it, but I will get something. We do appreciate anything. The idea of this program is that you buy a key and put your name on it. And that's about where we're going. I don't know what else is going to happen. If some of you would like to work with me on this committee, I'd be very happy to have you. And I'll be around after the service to answer any questions you may have.
Thanks, John. Thanks very much. And I echo what he said. If you've got like to work with John on this very important effort to enhance the life of our congregation, please speak with him, offer him your ideas, and buy a key and be on our way.